Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Was a pretty good year for movies. We had Inglourious Basterds, District 9, Watchmen, and one of my favorite all-time comedies, The Goods, with Jeremy Piven. Now, seriously, if you haven't watched this masterpiece of a comedy, go watch it. So when James Titanic Cameron released this incredibly expensive 3D movie with blue aliens set in a faraway planet, called Avatar. Well, I was in. The movie was called Avatar, not the planet. The planet was called Pandora. So anyways, there I was, popcorn in hand, date on my right, and the movie begins. Now, I love movies. I can honestly say that film is one of the reasons I wanted to get into media. And I like trying to find those nuances and subtle messages from the director hidden in their movies. Watch a Tarantino movie. Watch Reservoir Dogs or Pulp Fiction. You're going to find all these like little messages and tie-ins to other movies. You know, that's one of the things Tarantino does great. He creates this universe and it's all tied together. And when you start watching these movies, you're like, oh, I can see this, I can see that. It's great. Avatar was as subtle with its anti-American, anti-military sentiment as an IED. It was everywhere. I thought it was hilarious that they used contractors as the villains, since I guess test audiences didn't like the Marine Corps being named as the bad guys. So they called them contractors. The characters were former Marines, also stupid to say, and I don't recall if they were addressed as veterans or not. That probably wouldn't fly today. But they kept things like name, rank, and uniforms. But definitely not service members. No, no. These guys aren't American military fighting men and women. My God, that would be blasphemous. They're contractors. Like evil Blackwater, you know? Boo, greedy mercenaries, boo. So as a former contractor myself, this movie can suck it on that front too. Contractors are an integral part of every deployment, and sure, they make more money. Not all the time, but sometimes. And there's reasons for that that we can get into in another show, but even demonizing contractors is kind of shitty. Anyway, the definitely not service members ranked in uniform villains at one point stand in front of a slatted window. Then I shit you not, hit the pause button on the briefing scene, and you'll see it's an entire American flag, 13 stripes and everything. Where the stars should be, you can clearly see the outline of 50, as in 50 states. Subtle as a dick kick, my friends. We are the bad guys here. Now, let me take a second to say that sometimes And in the past, we have been the bad guys. I get that. Acknowledged. Message received. This movie was released in 2009. Height of the wars in the Middle East. We get what you're doing, James Cameron. We get it. But if you've got a point to make, then make your point and say it. James Taliban Cameron decided to make a multi-million dollar passive-aggressive movie towards the U.S. military. That's not standing up for what you believe. That's being cowardly. Now, Jim Isis Cameron has gone on the record to explain why he did what he did, and in typical Hollywood fashion, did the I love the troops bullshit and said that Jake Sully, the traitorous traitorous former Marine in the movie, the hero of this movie, was in fact an homage to the Marine Corps. My man, homage means special honor or respect. Jake Sully, the quote-unquote hero of this movie, literally betrayed everybody on his side, disobeyed orders, and pretty much did everything that a Marine wouldn't actually do. Homage, my dude? Homage? I'd see on what planet is this an homage, but apparently it's one on Pandora. For 2 hours and 42 minutes, I clutched my seat in anger and disappointment. I was really looking forward to this movie. I thought it was going to be great. The reason I didn't leave was because of my date. Can't just get up and leave her there. Although, I did do that to another date, which is a story for another time. But when it was over, of course, folks were gasping with wonder at the incredible 3D. And I'll give the movie some credit. The 3D was dope. I mean, absolutely phenomenal, especially for the time. There was a love story, et cetera, et cetera. I've heard it compared to Dances with Wolves, which, great Kevin Costner movie. At least in that movie, they weren't trying to be super subtle. You know who the good guys were and the bad guys were, yada, yada. I walked out and immediately asked out loud, and my date, of course, heard me, what the fuck was that anti-American bullshit? Also, unobtainium. You misspelled oil, Jim. Just say oil. We get it. My date thought the movie was great until I started pointing out all the anti-military, anti-American nonsense, and it was like, well, that's less magical now. I really wanted to like this movie. I even tried to watch it again a couple of times, even most recently, like a month ago. I tried to watch it. I tried to ignore the politics and see it for the sci-fi movie it is, for the sci-fi movie aspects. But holy smokes, the politics are inescapable. The hippy-dippy nonsense is inescapable. How come no one's talking about the fetishization of Native people throughout this entire movie? Once again, the natives are this supernaturally attuned people, and they're into nature, and they're all like, oh, we are one with the great eagle spirit in the sky, or Mother Tree, or whatever the hell this movie had. No one wants to point out how cheesy and semi-racist that is. We know you're talking about Native Americans, Jim. We get it. Jesus Christ, the trolls in the Harry Potter movies took a world of shit because folks thought they were anti-Semitic. But Pandorians get a free pass? So it's 2022. All right, 13 years have passed since the original Avatar was released, and we are now poised for the release of its sequel, Avatar: Way of Water, Son of Avatar, Avatar Returns. And this time it means business. It's going to pick up where I guess we left off. Jack and his merry band of insurgents fighting the Empire of America. an entire generation of disenfranchised kids who know more about the death of the latest 20-year-old mumble rapper than they do about 9/11 have a chance to point at their uncles, aunts, moms and dads, brothers and so on and declare them part of the problem. You're part of the military-industrial complex, man. You were out there getting oil, fighting for this and that. Honestly, folks, how much oil have we gotten out of this whole deal? I haven't seen a whole lot of return on investment. Maybe that's another issue for another episode. But we're the bad guys. Want to know why Jimmy passive-aggressive Cameron released this film when he did? Because the audience is perfect for it. They are ripe for the picking. Kids who know little to nothing about the last 20 years. Great time to dazzle them with special effects and a not-so-subtle message that we were, are, and forever will be the bad guys. Don't worry about that contractor ship blowing up with 20 on board. They're contractors. Boo, contractors. Not American service members, but we love them. We love our service members. See my yellow ribbon? My social media picture says I support the troops. Those are nasty contractors. Greedy, selfish contractors who look a lot like service members. They're super bad people, though. Those indigenous caricatures of Native Americans, those guys are the good guys because they're attuned with the great spirit in the sky or trees or water now, I guess, or whatever. Now, I'm not saying it's part of some Hollywood agenda. Maybe they have one. Maybe they don't. But who is they exactly? I don't know. I'm not weird enough to be in those circles. Nobody's telling me about the latest Hollywood agenda. But it does feel like an opportune time to put these messages in kids' heads that we're the bad guys. I've said for a long time that pendulums swing both ways. That right now, veterans and service members are in this protected social class. That you have to screw up big for folks to overlook your veteran service member status. But what happens when that pendulum swings in the opposite direction? You get baby killer and warmonger. You get spit on, villainized in film and music, television, the internet. That's what happens when the pendulum swings. Is it swinging now? Are we on the precipice of being public enemy number one? I don't know. I think it's inevitable, really. We will be around long enough to be the villains of our own stories. The next generation may wonder why we were ever celebrated at all. They'll look back and go, what were we doing? Why did we give these baby-killing warmongers, these oil-hungry psychos, these people and their free market ideas, these capitalist pigs, why did we ever give them a holiday? Why did we give them parades? Why did we support them? Terrible idea. While they make these accusations and demonize us, some veterans will quietly remove their I served stickers. License plates will go back to being normal state license plates. While others double down, they'll double down on their service and accept the cancel culture. They'll take their canceling like a man or a woman or whatever they identify as. They'll take it in this weird post-military pride world where service is where you go when you can't get more than 10,000 followers on your TikTok. That's how you know you failed. You have less than 10,000 followers on your TikTok? You're probably gonna have to go join the army or something, because I don't know how you're gonna live. Despite my hatred for this movie and its sequel, which is a real bummer because I've liked so much of James Cameron's work. I have. I have no doubt I'll be dragged into this movie by my wife, who doesn't care for politics and thinks this movie is beautiful. She liked the first one. She's looking forward to the second one. I really wish I could see this movie through her eyes. She understands my perspective. God knows I've been vocal about it. But it's only that. It's just a perspective. It's my perspective. I'm not saying that if you watch this movie, you are anti-American or anti-military. I've watched the movie several times. I have helped pay for Jim Cameron's kids to go to college or whatever. I've paid his ranch mortgage or whatever. It doesn't make you a bad person. I don't know what it makes you. Doesn't make you a good one, doesn't make you a bad one. She sees the movie as just that, a movie. She loves the beauty of the art. She loves the CGI. She loves the story. And for her, it's about a love story. For her, it's about something different. Maybe I'm just jaded and I can't appreciate a creative's outlook on the world. Maybe I need to lighten up and take the movie at face value. Or maybe James Cameron sucks. Avatar sucks. The Way of Water is going to suck. And I'm a bad person for knowing that I'm going to pay money to him to see his movie. But hey, I never claim to be the good guy either. What other movies do you think are passive aggressive against the military or America? Is Marvel guilty of this too? We know that Hydra was primarily Nazis, but they did infiltrate the American Shield. Huh. Shield, Nazis, Americans? Oh, Marvel, don't drop the ball. Don't hurt me like that, Marvel. I can't take it. Is Superman considered an American citizen? And does he have a responsibility to the American way? Remember back in the day, it used to be truth, justice, and the American way. Now it's just some truth, maybe some justice. I don't even know. Those I don't know what the hell Superman would stand for nowadays. He probably considered a right-wing, crazy, illegal alien wearing all that red and blue. Which side is he on? Either way, we need to kill Superman. I think that's where we'd be at in society. We would be all about killing Superman, which is kind of ironic, because in the last movie, they made him out to be like a Jesus figure. Anybody else remember him looking like he's on the cross floating around in space as the sun brings him back to life? You know, last son of Krypton. Or anyways, I don't need, that's another one that didn't need subtlety. It just hit you over the head like, hey, by the way, Superman is Jesus. And now you have to accept that. Accept him into your heart as your Lord and Savior. And I have no doubt we would kill him today, because that's what we do. I don't think he would have survived much further than maybe the first time he saved a bus full of children, or he went to another country and saved some people. I'd be like, well, you shouldn't have saved those North Koreans, because those are bad guys. We need to kill Superman now. He's a North Korean sympathizer. Who knows? That kind of went off the rails. I'm Rod Rodriguez. This was The Back Brief. I'll see you guys next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.